All right, guys, so let's get right into it. First and foremost, I just want to get right into it in a sense of I don't know how to start this, but I'm just going to roll with the punches because there's a lot that I want to say. And I just hope and pray with God's help and guidance that it comes out exactly the way I want it. Replay it out for you guys. So for those of you that have been listening consistently from since day one, or even the last few episodes, I have literally been on this journey of trying to identify my purpose. That is literally the core of everything as to what my brand stands for. Which is literally me indicating that I am not my 9-to-5. And I want to literally say from since the beginning of this year, so January 2019, I have been going through this shift and really getting more in touch with my true self. So if you guys kind of go back to my previous episodes, I talk a little bit about being awakening, as well as a bit about your ego. And it feels as if the more I speak about my journey and the war that plays out of my day and my weeks, stronger signs, my intuition, the universe, God, all the above is speaking to me loud and clear. And I decided to make the next few episodes literally a series because it's just continuous blessings, signs of awakening that are coming forth that I want to be able to share every single detail to the best of my ability. Now, I know for some of you, this might sound a little bit weird. This might sound a little bit crazy. And for me in the beginning, that exactly was my thought process. I'm like, why is this all happening? And I decided to no longer reject it and wanted to be able to share with other people because I'm pretty sure that there's at least one person out there that could relate to what I'm going through, that can relate to the experience, that can relate to just the quote-unquote coincidences that have been happening that this might be extremely helpful for. So I literally want to dedicate this episode as well as the next few episodes together as a series. I don't know how long this series is going to play out. It's just something that I'm just going to have to work through. So stay tuned for that. But I did want to let you guys know this basically all started off literally with episode 17. So if you haven't listened to episode 17 as yet and you're stumbling upon this podcast, I highly, highly, highly recommend that you go back and start from there, which for me would be literally the beginning of the series. So this is not something that I planned out. It was just literally something that kind of played itself out. And I feel like it's very important for me to speak about what's happening to me literally through the signs of numbers, through certain things that are taking place that I'm coming to realize in my awakening life. And I'm going to further go into details with you guys about it. But I literally wanted just to keep it short and sweet and get straight to the point as to what you guys can have an idea of what to expect in my future episodes. Okay? So for those of you that are literally looking for clues, signs, you feel stuck, you know that you have a burning desire of a gift within you, and you don't really know how to bring it out, you don't really know how to express it, you don't even know how to kind of like draw it out of you to bring it to fruition, these few episodes over the next little bit is definitely for you. I hope that my experience, my encounters could enlighten, uplift, and awaken what you guys are trying to do. All right? So enough of that. I'm going to get right into it, guys. Let's go.
Welcome to Journaling the Process, where I unveil the daily lessons, mistakes, and missteps of my life that are naturally part of the process that very few share or talk about. I encourage you to stand up tall and walk your own journey of self-reliance, because everything that you're looking for, everything that you want, everything that you are is within you. So dream big, be non-negotiable about your dreams, and choose to settle for a life of no regret.
All right, guys, so this series episode is going to start off a little bit different, where I want to share with you a journal entry that I wrote to myself earlier this week out of frustration, out of literally sitting at my desk thinking to myself, which I had to put pen to paper because I had to channel that frustration somewhere else. So this is what I came up with. Just listen in. So I decided to title this The Battle / How I Feel. So I literally feel like my faith is being tested and the world as I know it is starting to feel and look staged. I feel like I'm trapped in a world of consciousness and spiritual realms. Everything around me seems to be shifting and my consciousness is at an all-time high. I am for sure awakening. I feel confused, scared, curious, and enlightened that this is all happening to me and I'm going through this. God is literally sending me strong messages left, right, and center. He started off by small doses, and now it's getting stronger and stronger. God, help me and guide me to be obedient to what you're showing me. Show me exactly what it is that you want me to do with this gift that you have blessed me with as a spiritual awakener. I now realize that I really have everything within me to awaken to my true self. The thing is, my true self is scared, nervous, that I'll be judged and unable to rise to the occasion of leadership that God has anointed me with. But I no longer want to let fear consume me. I want to operate by faith with God's grace and mercy. And that's it, guys. So I literally came up with this at work frustrated and had to channel that in. And I felt like it was really important for me to share that with you guys, which will also unravel into the next few things that I want to talk about as well. So it's really scary to start going through these things. Okay, let me back up a little bit. A lot of us tend to pray and ask for certain things to happen in our life. And we have it already kind of played out in our head as to how it should transpire, but little do we know that the way we have it played out in our head, 9 out of 10 times is not the way it's going to play out, because God will make it happen in the way that he sees fit for it to happen and play out. And that's exactly what's happening to me. He's pouring into me, he's awakening myself, my true self, and I feel like he's giving me this task as well as this gift to speak, to use my voice to share with you guys what I'm going through. I'm literally not quite sure what this is going to lead up to, but I know that right now, at this moment in time, at this present moment, I need to be extremely obedient as to what he's given to me and how I need to share it with those of you that are listening. I don't know why, but I just know that this is what I'm supposed to be doing at this present moment. So to further play out my week now, fast forward a little bit, again, the signs. I'm literally on my commute to work. Now, I don't like to take my car to the city because there's literally no parking and your girl's not trying to pay a whole bunch of money, which is like, what, $400 for a parking spot for a month? No, sorry. That's not happening. So what I usually do is leave my car at a parking garage, which is free, and then take the bus commute to work. So that bus ride is usually about 30 minutes, 25 to 30 minutes on a good day. If it's like snowing or the weather is bad, it may take up to 40-45 minutes, right? So during that time frame, it literally allows me to have that quiet headspace, because, you know, a lot of people are on the bus, either reading, listening to whatever they're listening to, sleeping. It's just literally more of a quiet space, which I like, and I try to make use of that time given to me wisely. So I either listen to audios, I would read my book, I would pull up my Bible and start reading that. That's something quite different as well for me. It's not something that I'm regularly used to, but again, I've been drawn more and more lately to be reading my Bible. I used to be that girl that would sit down in the subway station and see people pull out their Bible, reading it, and it's just like, wow, like they're so confident within themselves, within the Word of God, to sit down and read their Bible and not even think to consider what other people of what other people are thinking of them or perceive to be happening, which is cool. And I now have a lot of respect for those people, because I have now become one of those people. Weird, right? Anyways, so as I said, I am literally on the bus now. Back, I'm trying to like wheel it back in. I know I kind of diverted a little bit, but stick with me here. I'm literally taking the bus now. My bus comes, I jump on the bus, I'm on my commute to work, and there's like a family sitting on the bus together. There's three seats, and I'm on the left-hand side of the bus, and they're on the right-hand side of the bus. And I believe they're Spanish because they weren't speaking English, but the youngest child, which is what caught my attention, she may be around 3-4, because my daughter is 2, my youngest, and she looks like she might be a little bit older than her. So I would say she's between the age of 3 and 4, no more than 4 years old. Anyhow, so I'm minding my business. I'm literally trying to get into the right mindset, headspace to execute my day at work, to have a productive day. And for me to get from where I currently live to the city, I have to pass a bridge. And obviously with the bridge, there's water underneath, right? So keep in mind, I've been reading my Bible a lot, more specifically Psalm 27. And then over the last week or two, I want to say, I've been literally drawn as well to Psalm 29. So I'm now crossing the bridge, and the little girl has like one of those little fake cell phones in her hand, like, you know, those kitty toys in her hands. And throughout the whole commute, she's just basically talking on the cell phone and whatever, you know, like she's talking to her little imaginary friend, which is cute, you know, kids are young, I love it. And she happens to like be sitting on her dad's lap and turns around to where her knees are like planted on her dad's lap, and she's looking over her dad's shoulder outside the window. Now this is the exact moment that we're passing the bridge, and under the bridge there's water, right? So she happens to start pointing at the window saying, "Awa, awa, awa." And I'm literally understanding that she's basically saying water, 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 right? And I'm just like, okay. And I'm just watching her. And then she's like, "Awa, awa, awa." Kept saying it over and over and over and over again. And then, you know, her mom looks, glances at her, starts smiling. And her mom had another child on her as well, so her sibling, which is a little bit younger. But anyway, she's just constantly screaming, "Awa, awa, awa." And then we're now leaving the bridge. Like, we're coming off the bridge now. And then she goes, "Bye-bye, awa, bye-bye, awa, bye-bye, awa." And, like, waving. And I'm looking at the little girl. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, I just had that moment. And I'm going to explain what that moment was. I felt like this little girl was literally speaking to God. This little girl had God channel into her. And I don't know how much of you know this, but I feel like as a child, we're more alert to our true self, where we don't overthink things, where we just speak freely, where we aren't as influenced yet by the outside world. So we're just literally our true self, right? We haven't yet developed all the insecurities, all the extra stuff that the outside world puts on us, and which causes judgment and thinking we're not enough, and so on and so forth. So the fact that she was just screaming out, awa, 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 and then saying, bye-bye, awa, bye-bye, water, like, I was just, like, playing it out in my head. I'm like, oh, my God, this girl is, like, literally talking to God. Like, it was such a beautiful thing. I don't even know, like, how to really explain it, but I'm trying to do it to the best of my ability. And the reason why I feel as if she was speaking to God is based on Psalm 29 that I have started to implement into one of my routine rituals as far as psalms that I read. So now I read Psalm 27 as well as Psalm 29. And there's a part in Psalm 29, I'm going to literally pull it up right now. Psalm 29 is titled, "The Voice of the Lord in the Storm." And the verse that I'm literally referring to in reference to what she was saying is the following, verse 3. "The voice of the Lord is upon the waters." And that's literally what the girl was just speaking to the water and saying, bye, bye. Like, guys, if kids could have this gift and is so in tune to it, so can we, is literally what I'm getting to. Like, I know I've added a whole bunch of other stuff in between it, but the underlining of what I'm trying to say out of this whole episode is that if kids have that innocence, which they haven't as yet been able to be corrupted by society, by the outside world, to draw into that gift of awakening, of seeing, of being, so can you. What I'm trying to say is that I'm starting to learn to tap back into my inner child, which I am trying to help you guys do the same as well. Like, let's just do this together, guys. It's so crazy. Like, me even just saying it, I'm just like rethinking it, and I'm like, no, don't overthink it. Just say what you need to say. So, fast forward now. That day is done, right? So that's just one little incident of God speaking to me, about talking, about awakening, about being present, about Him being there for me, and He's got my back, literally. Okay, that child was a confirmation of all that, and everything else that has transpired before that is all Him. So the next thing now, it is literally later in the week, Friday night, I'm home, I'm burnt out, lying down on the couch, and I'm still trying to feed my inner self with motivation. It's a constant journey, guys. It's a constant battle of just filling yourself up with positivity, with motivation, with awareness, with just joy and happiness, and what that looks like and feels like for me, which I hope you guys can do the same. Identify what that looks like and feels like for you. So I'm on the couch, I'm on YouTube, I pull up this video, my kids are already sleeping, and I come across this video where I'm listening to this guy. Now, I'm literally in that stage of dozing off, but kind of awake, but still kind of dozing off. It's kind of weird, but I'm not sure if you guys follow me, but anyhow, I'm in that like unbalanced stage where I'm going from consciousness to sleep type of thing, right? But the last thing I can remember is the gentleman that I was listening to. I don't even remember his name, but he was talking about Matthew, okay? So he's talking about certain correlations with Matthew from the Bible, and if I'm not mistaken, he was referring to Matthew 11, but I don't remember the other details, okay? So before I went to sleep, this is the last bit that I remember, okay? Follow me now. Just stay with me here. The following morning, I wake up. I'm not in the best of mood because, to be quite honest, I haven't been seeing my husband regularly over the last few weeks simply because he's been busting his ass working like a dog. I don't know how else to describe it, but it's literally what it's been. And your girl has to hold the household down like no tomorrow. When I tell you I'm doing everything from A to Z, is exactly what I've been doing. Okay, from waking up to going to bed, it's all me. And the reason why he's working so hard is because my husband's the type of person where once he sets his mind to something and when he wants something, he doesn't make excuses. He does what he has to do. In reference to now, we started to do some renovations on the house. We just completed our garage. You know, he wanted me to have a garage so that when I come in after work, I don't have to worry about being outside grabbing the kids, grabbing groceries. It's raining, it's snowing, getting wet and all that. He just wants to make it easier for me to come in with the kids where there's no issues, there's no problems. It's just an easy transition from outside straight into the house, right? So we added the garage. And now we started to do renovations as far as remodeling the kitchen. So it's acquiring a lot of his time, which is making him not able to be present as much as he would like to be, which is also creating frustration for me because I'm not being able to see my husband the way I want to, which is literally my best friend. So all this is playing out. I'm getting frustrated. It was actually just his birthday during the week as well. And all these emotions are kicking in and I'm just like overwhelmed and frustrated. And I know he is as well too, because he's operating on little to no sleep, right? Again, doing this for the family, doing this for us, doing this for me, to have a better living environment, to have the kitchen that I literally selected out and picked out from the cupboards to the countertops. Like, I just can't wait till it's completed. So I understand where all his time and energy is going, but at the same time, I still miss my husband at the end of the day, right? So anyways, I wake up now, I'm frustrated. It gets heated, the conversation, to the point where I feel that I didn't want it to escalate to another level, because listen, I'm the type of person, way back in the days, I don't put up with no bullshit. I will come for you, okay? And my husband's the type of person, he does not like confrontation. He will walk the other way. He would go somewhere else. He would not fight me in the sense verbally to go back and forth at it like a lot of these guys out here would do. You know, they'll be at it back and forth. He doesn't like that. He doesn't like confrontation. What he does do is be so quiet, which pisses me off even more that he's not responding. But anyways, so I felt that I was going to get into this heated moment where I was going to go off. And before I reacted, I literally played it out in my head where I realized my surroundings, the old me wouldn't have done that. I would have just popped off. But I realized my surroundings and I was just like, hey, my kids are here. And that's one thing I have done really well. To be quite honest, I've done pretty good in not going into this crazy big argument with my kids around, because I feel like kids are sponges. They see these things, they think it's okay. And growing up, when they further grow up, they're going to think it's okay to be spoken to that way and all the other stuff, right? And I'm really trying to do my best to not let certain conversations escalate to that level. So I started checking my surroundings, which I realized my kids were there. And even if they weren't there, it's still not right to escalate to that level, right? So I'm fully aware that, hey, this is not going to happen. It's not going to go down this way. I was literally telling my ego, like, chill, take a chill pill, like, sit your ass down, right? Literally. So I decided to remove myself from the situation. Follow me, guys. Stick with me here. I'm getting to where I need to be, but I just want to play out everything as to what's happening, okay? So I decided to get dressed. I needed to get a break. I just need to get out because I don't want to blow up, right? So I got dressed, left the house, and actually rewind. I got dressed. Now I'm getting ready to leave the house, and then I realized that his car is blocking the driveway. So keep in mind, remember I said that we just kind of finished up the garage. So there's still a whole bunch of supplies and stuff in the garage. It's a double garage, but my car is parked in the garage on one side. And then the other side of the garage is all the other supplies that we were using throughout the whole process of building the garage and now the remodeling of the kitchen. So his car is really blocking the driveway, so I cannot come out the car. I cannot come out my house, which I'm like now being pissed off. And I'm like, okay, universe, are you literally telling me not to leave this house? Because it's not going to happen. If I don't leave this house, I'm going to pop off. I'm going to blow up. And that cannot happen. So I, again, check my surroundings. I'm like, how can I get myself out of this situation quickly? Grab his keys, move his car, then pull my car out, and then I left, right? So I drove into like a strip mall parking lot, grabbed my cup of coffee from McDonald's. I love my cup of coffee. Shout out to McDonald's. It is cheap and good. But anyhow, I grabbed my cup of coffee and I just drove into the garage at a strip mall. And one of the few things that I had grabbed while I was leaving was my Bible, my notebook, and two other books that I'm reading. One was Produced by Faith by Devon Franklin, if I'm not mistaken. Basically, Megan Good's husband. And the second was the book by Eckhart Tolle, The Awakening. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember the title. But those two books I grabbed, as well as a Bible. But something, I initially wanted to just go there and read one of those books. But something was grabbing me and telling me to read my Bible. Okay? Follow me here, guys. Okay? Don't lose track. Just follow me as I'm going, because I'm getting something here. So I grabbed my Bible, and I want to say it was 8:55 when I realized the time that I was sitting down in the car in the parking lot of the strip mall. And I didn't leave the car until maybe, I want to say 10 after 10, give or take. So throughout that whole time, guys, I was just sitting in my car, reading my Bible. And what exactly was I reading? Matthew. Something drew me to the Matthew. The whole section of Matthew, I started reading it. Now, the only reason why I remember to read Matthew, or why it was drawn to me, was based on me falling asleep the night before, listening to that sermon of the gentleman reading Matthew. And I wasn't quite sure as to what it is that I would have received from it. But at that moment in time, when I was in my car, I was drawn to read Matthew, and that's exactly what I did. So I started reading the Matthew chapter. I think I started from Matthew 11, if I'm not mistaken. But long story short, I just started reading and reading and reading and reading. And at some point, I just wanted to stop, but I couldn't. And it was just talking about God and parables and his disciples and how he basically sent Jesus and his disciples to spread the word. And whoever could literally see through the parables of what they were trying to say would literally be saved or awakened. And it was just all these things that were happening and transpiring, and I was just overwhelmed. I didn't fully understand it all. I don't still fully understand it all, to be quite honest, but I knew that it was exactly what I needed to read. Okay? It was also talking about being a prophet and just certain gifts. But what really stuck out to me was the parables that are stated in that chapter and how some of it I was able to resonate with. Now I really have to go back again and reread what I read to further understand to the depth of what it is trying to say. So keep in mind. So keep in mind, I'm still at the strip mall parking spot, and now I'm literally just contemplating if it's time for me to go back home. Like, have I really cooled off? have I really got everything that I needed to get by reading my Bible, and am I ready to go, right? But something is just pulling me to go inside this mall. Now, there's a dollar store in the mall, which initially I had to grab a few things, but then I was just like, hey, it's not that important. I could grab it later on in the week. You know, it's not like a big emergency type of thing. So I kept trying to like ignore that feeling, just suppressing that feeling, and it just wouldn't go away. To the point I had to surrender to it. I was just like, okay, fine, you win. I literally got out of the car and headed inside the mall. Now, as I'm going towards the dollar store, because I had to grab a few things, my eye happened to catch this store front. So this store was like a clothing store. There was a mannequin in front of the store front that had a shirt on it. It's like a 3/4 type of long sleeve shirt. But what had drawn my eye was what was written on the shirt, which is what I believe to be what I was drawn to this mall for. Not just alone to sit down in my car and read the word from the Matthew chapter, but as well as extra confirmation to walk through that mall, to read that shirt, to grab the message that God was sending me. And that shirt had said the following, which was, chosen few. Yeah, that's right. It said, chosen few. Like, I can't make this shit up, guys. Like, sorry for my language, but, like, I'm just keeping it all the way 100 with you, and I can't make this up. This is exactly how it's playing out. So at that point, at that moment, I knew exactly why God was pulling me to that store. So I did end up going to the dollar store and grabbing what I needed, but what I needed more than what was in that dollar store was confirmation from God that I am one of the chosen few, just like what the shirt says, that needs to speak his word into existence, that needs to help other people awaken to their true self, that has the gift of a spiritual awakener. That's literally like the title that I put on myself, and I don't really like labels, but to make it make sense to you guys, like, that's the best way I can put it out there as. Which leads me back to the Matthew chapter that I was reading, because it speaks about God having his 12 disciples, which are what? Only a selected few of people that could grab his word, that could receive his word, that could speak his word unto the masses, right? They can speak his word to the masses. And that's what I feel like. I feel like I am one of the chosen few that have been selected with that gift to speak to the masses in a way that they can understand, to enlighten them, to uplift them, to awaken them to their true self, to their gift, to their purpose, to whatever it is that you guys are looking for. I feel that God has anointed me with that gift, which is a bit scary, because I feel like someone like me, a regular person, a regular girl, like the typical girl next door, has been really blessed with that gift. And then I'm like, wait a minute, why not me? If not me, who then? Right? So all these different thoughts and emotions and feelings are like running through my mind, and I'm still trying to make sense of it, but I'm trying to learn to be willing to receive it, because it's getting stronger and stronger. And I'm trying to learn, more importantly, that it's bigger than myself, that I need to be obedient to it. So I say this to say, guys, to wrap things up, that you have a gift within you, that you are one among the chosen few to share your gift with the rest of the world. It's your job. It's your obligation. It's your duty to be of service to others, the way I'm trying to be of service to you. And it's a beautiful thing. Embrace it. Love it. Wrap yourself around it. So that's about it. That's my little spiel. That's my little two cents. That's my awakening. Different scenarios throughout the week. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys are able to grab from it, use it as fuel, motivation. If you were looking for a sign, I hope this was it. But just take action. Stop pulling yourself down. Stop thinking you're not good enough. Stop thinking the person on the gram is better than you are, that you can't even compare yourself, that you can't even get to that level. You don't know what that person went through. You know, we judge too much. Stop judging. Be yourself. Do what you need to do. Do that thing that you wake up to, that you go to sleep to thinking about with that burning desire. Do that. Follow your mind. Follow your gut. Follow your intuition. Follow your purpose. And you would be happy. So that's it, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to share this. Please, 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 please. I know that there's so many other people that will really benefit from this episode. If you just take the time to share it, tell them to listen in, subscribe. Make sure to follow me as well on Instagram as well as Twitter using the handle IamNotMy9to5. Love you guys. Speak to you soon and follow your gut. Bye.